Hello, everybody. This is Don Bester speaking. Jack Benny hasn't arrived yet, but we have finally located him on the 20th Century train, nearing New York. So we will now take you to the 20th Century, to Jack Benny and his 19th Century joke.
Say, Wilson, did you hear that crack Don Bester just made? Trying to be funny. I wish we were in already.
Well, Jack, we'll soon be in New York. Are you glad to get back?
You bet I am, Don. I like New York. You know, the first thing I'll do is take a nice, cool ride in the subway, get a home-cooked meal in the automat, and then a dip in the ocean.
What beach do you go to, Jack?
Coney Island. Very exclusive there, you know. Where do you go to cool off, Don?
Oh, I generally hop in the bathtub in my apartment.
You like exclusive places, too.
Yes. Magazines and newspapers.
Say, Don, where's Parker?
Oh, there he is, sitting about 5 feet behind us.
Oh, me, 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 me. Oh, oh, me, 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 me. When Irish eyes are smiling, truth is like a morning spring. In the middle of Irish laughter, da 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 da.
Hey, say, say, quiet, please. I'm trying to sleep. Yeah.
Well, I'm very sorry, mister. You know I have to broadcast tonight. I'm getting my voice in shape.
All right, but can't you sing Love Thy Neighbor?
Sure. Sure, I can sing Love Thy Neighbor. Me, 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 ha. Keep on, me, 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 me. When Irish eyes are smiling, truth is like a morning spring.
Hey, you can have the whole seat. Goodbye.
Okay, Pete. All out for Poughkeepsie.
Gee, Don, these last few hours in the train seem long, don't they?
Well, they sure do.
Pardon me, friends. Is this seat is taken?
No. Sit right down.
Thank you. Schlepperman is my name. Irving T. Schlepperman. And you?
Jack Benny.
I'm glad to know you, Mr. Meyer. Are you going to New York?
Yes, this is Mr. Wilson, Don Wilson.
Hello.
Likewise to you. Do you gentlemen smoke cigars?
Yes, of course.
Surely.
Well, don't get the ashes on my coat, please. So you gentlemen are both going to New York, eh?
Yep.
So am I. I have to go. I'm on the pressing business.
Is that so? What line are you in?
I told you, pressing business.
Oh, I see. And how is the pressing business?
Very depressing.
Oranges, apples, pears, all kinds of fruit. Any apples or pears, mister?
Here, I'll have an apple. How about you, Mr. Schlepperman? Have an apple?
No, thanks. I just had some herring and I don't want to lose the taste.
Ah, go ahead, take one, say.
All right, I'll be social.
Say, Jack.
Oh, hello, Mary, where have you been?
I've been playing bridge in the next car and I need some more money.
Oh, lost your money playing bridge, huh?
Yeah, I had a full house and the woman next to me had four queens.
Yeah, well, stay out of those kind of bridge games. Mary, this is Mr. Schlepperman. Mr. Schlepperman, this is Mary Livingston.
Hello, Schlepp.
I'm glad to know you, Miss Levinsky.
That's Livingston, Livingston.
Livingston, Schmivingston, as long as you're healthy.
Hey, that's my line.
Say, Mary, get Parker over here, will you? We ought to have a little rehearsal for tonight's broadcast. You'll pardon us, Mr. Schlepperman.
Likewise.
Okay, Pete. All out for Poughkeepsie.
Now, listen, Mary, we're joining Don Bester and his orchestra again tonight, and I want you to tell some new jokes with Don. You know, for the first program.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What'll I say, Jack?
Well, for the first joke, Linda, you say to Don, how many hairs on a monkey's face? See? And he'll say, I don't know how many. And then you say, next time you shave, count them. You see? You know that, sir.
Gee, that's good. But does Don know that one?
No, he doesn't know what time it is. Now, don't forget that joke.
Leave it to me, Jack.
Say, Wilson, have you rehearsed your part for tonight's broadcast?
Oh, yes, Jack, but I'll run over it once more to be sure. Blowout proof generals with their low pressure, comfort, and safety can be purchased on convenient terms through the general tire dealer. How's that, Jack?
Oh, I knew you'd have that. By the way, what time is it now, Don?
Oh, it's about 25 minutes to 11.
25 minutes to 11? I better send a telegram right away. Oh, Porter.
Yes, sir.
Send a telegram for me right away, will you please?
Where to?
Don Bester, care of the General Tire Program, NBC Studio, New York.
How many words?
Two.
What are they?
Pray, Don.
Say, Porter, what time do we arrive in New York?
10:45, daylight saving time, sir.
That's 9:45 standard time, isn't it?
Yeah, sir, but we're an hour late, and that gets you right on time.
Has he got a dialect? Oh, no.
You're talking.
You know, Don, I'm getting nervous. We're liable to... You know, now, we're liable to miss that program tonight.
What time have you got, Jack?
I don't know. Hey, Schlepperman, what time is it?
My watch says 2:15.
2:15? Where'd you set that watch?
In Russia.
So now, are you Russian?
No, but I'd like to get in already.
I don't blame you. See, I've been riding all the way from Hollywood.
From Hollywood, California? That's a place... Yeah. Did you see all the movie stars there?
Sure.
Say, tell me, what kind of a girl is that Zuzu Pat?
That Zazu Pitt. Zazu Pitt, that's who it is.
Say, what's the difference?
As long as you're healthy. I'm glad I got that in.
Okay, Pete. All out for Bucket, Pete.
Now we're getting someplace. Mary, answer that phone.
There's no phone on the train, Jack.
Train or no train, answer that phone.
Oh, all right. Hello?
Hello, I want to talk to that guy in the second seat.
It's for you, Jack.
Must be Don Bester. Hello?
Hello. Say, what are you going to do about this Stooge murder case?
Oh, for heaven's sake, can't you wait till we get to the studio?
Who's this talking?
All right, I give in. This is Sergeant O'Hare, remember?
Who?
O'Hare.
I don't get the name.
O'Hare, what have you got on your head?
An ice pack. Was I drunk last night?
All right. What do you want?
Well, listen, we left this murder case in your hands. Is there anything new?
No. Anything new with you?
No.
Oh, well, then, goodbye. We'll certainly work on it.
You should live so.
Miss Donahue.
Yes, Sarge.
There's no use crying. We can't get away from that Stooge murder case. These telephone calls every week are driving me mad.
But no matter where you're driving, use the General Tire, as only Generals give you blowout protection with the new silent safety tread.
Cut it out, Clancy. There's no time for advertising. We got to get to work. Miss Donahue.
Yes, Sarge.
Wake up the Phantom. He's in the back seat.
Okay, Tush. Hey, Fathead, wake up.
That's Phantom, Mary, doesn't it?
I know what I'm doing. Hey, wake up. You too, Mrs. Phantom.
Well, I'm glad they're all here anyway, huh?
Hey, Sarge.
What is it, Clancy?
Oh, there's several suspicious-looking characters in this train, but they know it.
That's the trouble.
Well, if we can only get a stool pigeon.
That's it, Clancy. Where can we find a stool pigeon?
Here's a stool, Sarge.
Now, if we can only get a pigeon.
Magazines, all the late murder mysteries, the Green Room murder, Blue Room murder, murder at the Vanities, and just plain murder. Murder, mister?
No, thanks. We've got one.
Hey, boy, how much for the Green Room murder?
$1.
That's murder, too.
Are we here again? I've got an idea, Clancy.
What is it, Sarge?
I'll have this guy here get some information for us. Now listen, you.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. I'm Sergeant O'Hare from police headquarters. You get me?
Likewise.
Now listen, everybody on this train knows me, so I want you to stay here and mix with these mugs and get the lowdown. You understand?
Okay, Sergeant.
Clancy and I'll be in the back seat, and if you get any clues, just holler, yoo-hoo. But don't let anybody hear you.
I got you, Stephen.
Come on, Clancy.
Can I go too?
Yes, Miss Donahue, and keep your eyes wide open.
With my eyes wide open, I'm dreaming. Dum 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 dum
dum. Answer that phone for me, Schlepp. Quick.
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Sergeant O'Harowitz.
Who?
O'Harowitz.
O'Hara what?
Not what. Read.
Wrong number. Goodbye.
Likewise.
Okay, Pete. All out.
What, again? We'll never get into New York. Don, tune in on our program and let's hear what's going on. We're late.
And now Frank Parker, your favorite tenor, will sing, I Never Had a Chance.
Frank Parker? How did he get there?
He got out of Poughkeepsie and walked in.
Oh, sing, Frank. Sing.
That was Frank Parker singing, I Never Had a Chance. I'll say, Frank... Isn't Jack here yet?
No, he's still on the train. I left him in Poughkeepsie.
Well, I guess we'll have to tune in on the train again.
Miss Donahue, what station was that we just passed?
South Poughkeepsie.
Anyone get on the train?
Yes, two suspicious-looking characters with long beards.
Let them alone. That's the Smith brothers.
They were coughing.
I know, but we're working for General Tires. Hey, Clancy, who's that fellow walking towards our stool pigeon?
I don't know, Sarge, but he's been hiding in the baggage car since Chicago.
Oh, yeah? Looks like a tough egg. What nationality do you think he is?
He looks like a Slav.
Well, that should help us Slav this murder case. He's falling right into our trap of the stool pigeon. Shh. Quiet.
Quiet.
Next station, Poughkeepsie, and all is well.
Quiet.
Hey, buddy. Is this seat taken?
No, sit right down.
Thanks. Nice day, ain't it?
Who knows? We're going through a tunnel.
Hey, what line of business are you in, partner?
In the pressing business. But at present, I'm a stool pigeon.
That's right, Schlepp. Get to the point.
Say, what business are you in, stranger?
Well, you look like a fella I can talk to. Can you keep a secret?
Sure, with me it's in one ear and on top of the other.
Clancy, I think he's getting someplace.
Well, buddy, I tell you, I croaked a guy in New York about 10 weeks ago, and I ducked out of town till the heat cooled off. But don't tell nobody, see?
Me tell? Don't be foolish. Yoo-hoo!
Yoo-hoo!
Quiet, Mary. Get ready, Clancy, that's us.
Hey, what are you hollering yoo-hoo for?
Do you play pinochle? I want you to meet a couple of friends of mine.
Now, be careful what you're doing around here, or I'll take this 38 of mine and I'll plug you.
Yoo-hoo!
What'd you say?
For heaven's sake, yoo-hoo!
Come on, Clancy, that's him. That's him, Clancy. Put the bracelets on him, quick.
Gee, they're cute. Wear them in the good health, crook.
Hey, what's all this about?
I arrest you for the murder of Mr. Stooge. Now listen, you might as well come clean. You killed Mr. Stooge, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I guess you got me. Yeah, I killed him, but I didn't mean it.
Oh, you didn't mean it, eh? Now tell us how it happened.
Well, Mr. Stooge was a darn good friend of mine. We were both in love with the same girl.
I see. Great pals, eh?
Yeah. I liked him like a brother.
Of course.
Yeah, we had lots of laughs together. We used to rib each other. I remember when I took a nap. He'd light a match and he'd stick it in the sole of my shoe.
You remember, we used to do that too. You remember, Mary?
Some fun, I'll say.
Yeah.
Then I used to get even with him by putting iodine in his coffee. You know, just for the kid.
But tell me, listen, how did you come to kill him?
Well, I'll tell you. I was going hunting, and I had an old gun I wanted to try out.
Yeah, go on.
So I fired a few shots to see how she worked. And Stooge, he was in the way, see? Well, I just wanted to scare him a little, you know, that's all.
Well, you know you killed him, don't you? Dead as a doornail. Oh, boy, do you know what you'll get for this?
No.
You'll get the gallows.
I will. Well, as long as I'm stuck, I might as well confess. I killed 8 other guys.
Well, what are you laughing about, Mary?
Imagine him with 9 ropes around his neck.
Play, Don. He's killing me, too. Play.
That was Ooh, You Miser, You, played by your master of ceremonies, Don Bester, and his orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Stop, Don. Stop. I'm here. That was Don Besser and his Russian Yankee.
Why, hello, Jack. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Don.
How are you, boy?
How are you, Don?
Well, Don, it's sure good to see you again.
I'm glad to see you, too, Jack. You look swell. You have a wonderful tan.
Well, it isn't all tan. You know, 4 days on a train. You know how it is.
Now, tell me, Jack, how did you do in Hollywood?
How did I do in Hollywood? How did I do in Hollywood? Terrific, Don. You know that $10 I borrowed from you when I left?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's 5 of it back. How did I do in Hollywood?
Tell me something about your picture, Jack. How is it?
Great, Don. Gable isn't in it.
He should have been.
Is that so? Well, did you make a picture, Mary?
Yes, I've got it with me. It's only a snapshot, but don't I look good?
Say, Don, you're looking swell yourself. You got a better tan than I have. Where have you been, Atlantic City?
No, I just stuck my head out of the window.
Oh.
It's really the same sun and a little more reasonable.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Mary, we must try that next summer, you know. Well, Don, I'm glad we're all back together again. Come on, let's get this program started. I'm sorry we were so late. Just go ahead, Mary. Remember that routine I told you on the train? You know.
Gee, Jack, I forgot. What was it again?
You know, the radio routine. Come here. You say to Don, how many hairs on a monkey's face? And he says, I don't know. And then you say, next time you shave, count them.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, I know. Say, Don.
Oh, yes, Mary.
How many hairs on a monkey's face?
Oh, I should say about 1,216.
What do I do now, Jack?
I don't know. It's the same trouble we had before. The minute we get back, we have trouble.
Well, Jack, you know, I just gave her a conservative estimate of the hairs on a simian's proboscis.
Same old Don. We never will understand each other. Well, we got to finish this half hour some way, you know.
Okay, Pete. All out for bucket, Pete.
Hey, we're not on the train. What page are you on?
15.
Well, we're on 18 already. It's a fine program. Anyway, folks, we're back in New York with the Stooge murder mystery solved, and next week we will have new plays, new jokes, and new Stooges.
But the same general blowout-proof tire with a new silent safety tread.
And the same old Wilson.
Say, Jack.
What is it, Parker?
Can I go now? You know, I'd like to drive up and see my folks tonight.
Yeah, where are they?
Up at Lake Makawaka.
Oh, that's a nice place. How do you get there?
You go right through Poughkeepsie.
Well, never mind. Good night, Frank.
Oh, Jack.
Now, what do you want?
I wrote a poem while I was on the train all about our homecoming. Do you want to hear it?
Go ahead. Anything to finish up this program. What's the title of it?
The title is, Gee, It's Great to Be Back Home Again Once More, Old Pal of Mine, My Buddy.
That's a good poem. Yeah.
That's only the title.
Oh, I see. All right, go ahead and read it. Get it over with. You know, just finish it up.
Gee, it's great to be back home again from that trip way out west and see your folks once more again, the ones you love, I guess. And your dog is at the door just to wish you welcome, too. And the babbling brook is waiting just for me and you and you.
You and you?
Yeah, that's you and Wilson.
Oh, I see. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hi-de-ho and abba-dabba, blah, 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 and vo-de-o.
Oh.
Gee, it's great to be back home when you have no place to go. Way down upon the Swanee River.
Mary, Mary, it's poetry like that that makes me say play, Don.
I'm not going to waste my brain on this program.
I don't blame you.